Meeting to order. This is our special meeting of the Town of Bolton Finance Committee, and we are here to meet on the discuss and possibly act on our capital appropriations budget. And so we call to order at 7 o'clock, and we have present members of the committee. Ross Lally, chair. We have Rhea Klein, who is from Board of Ed, Amanda Gordon, from Board of Selectmen. And we have Ashley Phelan from Board of Ed, Bob Morrow, Board of Selectmen. And we also have Tyler Egner, almost forgot him, who's a member at large. And so those are the folks who are here present. And then online, I see that we have Jim Lersch, Kristen Hecht, Jim Rupert, Mary, our clerk, John Butromovich from our
Buildings and Grounds.
And we also have a member from the public, Amanda Balboni, who I want to thank for being so dedicated to coming to these meetings. So I'm going to start out with public participation. And since the public consists of Amanda and Jim, Jim Lersch, who are online, I will invite you both to speak if you so desire. And Amanda Balboni, you are muted if you wanted to speak.
I'm good tonight, thank you.
No, I just appreciated, just want to thank you for coming again and just for all your comments. They were really good and very helpful. Mr. Lersch, anything to speak to during public participation? Not hearing anything from Jim, but I will note for Mary that just to note that Rodney Fournier, first selectman, just joined, and that was at 7:02. So we can move on to the approval of minutes for our January 22nd, 2025 special meeting. Should be in here soon. Yes, they are. Right on the top. I was looking at it. Okay.
Right there. I'll move the adoption as presented.
So moved by Bob Moore. Do I have a second? Okay. Seconded by Amanda Gordon. Discussion.
So I think Bernice, like her Zoom probably said Bernice, but I think it was Bruce. Others present via town hall on Zoom.
It did say members of the fire department, so maybe.
I don't know, yeah, but Bernice, what?
She was online.
Bruce, it was her? It wasn't Bruce?
Yes, yeah. It was her.
Yeah, Bruce was here.
She was here. She was on, because I asked about who was the phone number, and Bruce said, that's Bernice.
Oh, it was a phone number. Okay, that's how I mentioned
that. So that's where that came from.
This was the last one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we had a discussion about the need for the spreadsheet at the meeting to be a spreadsheet rather than a PDF so that it could be manipulated as we discussed the various additions and subtractions.
Yeah.
And I don't see that in the minutes, but I could miss.
No, we could put that in there because Jill's having computer issues where she didn't have time to bring a copy of the file home with her because she has trouble connecting to, first of all, you cannot connect to the shared network drives. You have your own cloud drive that you can go to for your personal use.
Are you talking about now or then?
No, I'm talking about then.
Then, right.
typically she sends emails herself a copy, and for whatever reason she was unable to do so, as she said, and then she couldn't connect to the network.
Okay.
So that was why we didn't have her using it last time. And Jill is here. And I guess she joined at about 7:05, Mary. Jill Collins. So if you want to include that, we certainly can, because it was a discussion that we had.
Yeah.
What is this on five? If you want your whereabouts,
where would we put that in?
I don't know where.
At the end of number four.
It would be in number. Yeah, you could just add it to the end. It was during that discussion that it came up that she wasn't able to make the updates and live while we were working.
Okay.
So it was asked that the forthcoming. A spreadsheet would be in spreadsheet form so that when additions and subtractions were made, then we could see them in real time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that was really good. So the request then was to add in that during the discussion on number four, we requested that in the future updates be made live in a spreadsheet as we talk. Does that cover it?
I think so.
Yeah, I'll amend my motion to include that.
I'll second your amendment.
Anything else? Then seeing no other comments, I will ask for a vote on the amended motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
I'll abstain. I was not here.
Tyler, are you voting yes or
aye?
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 ayes and 1 abstention. And
I think I see Ashley's hand up.
What?
No, that's the cursor.
That's the cursor. Oh, okay, sorry.
No, that's just my cursor. And yeah, so that should do it then. And just note that I'm not voting. Okay, we can then move on to discussion and possible action on the CAPA budget. And before the meeting started, we were joking about this, how both Jill and I had said, maybe we should have a date for future meetings. And then we both said no, because this is our last chance.
Mm-hmm.
And the other amendment, you know, and the other thing is like, yes, we can discuss, but the word possible comes out of line 4, because we do have to, come to action on, you know, the capital budget tonight. So I don't know, Bob, you were had some thoughts you were mentioning.
I did. I've been, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've been mowing.
Pull up the, so everybody can see the.
Oh, there we
go. On the screen.
All right. Jill, would you be able to pull up the sheet? I don't know if you were able to bring it up at home.
Yes.
All right, if you could.
While you're doing that, my initial comments are really more broad rather than any particular item on there. In our discussions leading up to here, I think we did a lot of looking into all of the recommended items, and obviously we did a fair amount of changes from what was initially requested. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that when you look at this, and if you really study what the requests are, what they are for, you come to the realization there isn't a want in there. It is a series of needs. And it becomes a matter of, even in needs, priorities in the need things. And though this is far larger than anything I would have initially would have approved moving forward with it, I honestly, and surprisingly saying this, but I really feel at this stage of the budget process, we should bring it forward in this form, and then we will have an opportunity, once we have a better understanding of where fiscally where they are, what impact this will have or not have on our mill rate. And right now, it's just too early to come to that. So my recommendation is to move this forward to the selectmen in this form. And then we will have an opportunity later in the budget process, if we have to reduce this. I mean, I have thoughts on reductions of well over 200,000, but thoughts that, again, they're needs, but it becomes priority needs versus other needs. So that's where we are, and I will, that's my thoughts, and I wanted to share that with the board before
we move. So I will ask response, thoughts from other board members, again, before we make a motion.
So why is it that we do this initial approval when it's really draft and we have to see the big picture later on?
According to the charter, it's our responsibility to make the recommendation to the Board of Selectmen.
Is the Board of Selectmen
Board of Selectmen
actually approves the final?
It used to be different where the selectmen were responsible for putting the capital budget together with input from the finance.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Board of Finance. And then under the new charter, this was changed that the Board of Finance owns this meeting and gets input from the Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen for a proposal that's delivered to the selectmen for their deliberation and later to the town.
And even in the past, it was the Board of Selectmen that made the final decision on.
Sure.
So that part
hasn't changed.
It is too early. I feel like I need to see the big picture before you start making.
That's my feeling as well. I mean, I hate to see an item jeopardized if it's fiscally not necessary. And I don't, it's too early in the process.
Yeah.
So if you cut it out now, you can't put it back in. Is that how it works?
That's how it works.
Oh, it does.
No, the Board of Selectmen.
Well, we could put it in, but realistically, it's important that everybody, the board, looks at this and has an understanding of what all this means. And we've been looking at this, we've been sharing it as much as we can, but neither one of our respective boards have gone into the details that we have here. So I think it's critical that we bring it this way with the understanding that this may not well be the
end. Because we don't even know how much, at this point, we don't know. Are there any unexpected revenues that we've gotten? We don't know if the schools or the Board of Selectmen have any surplus funds to return. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole bunch of unknowns that we don't have, which could affect what the final budget looks like and, the mill rate. So, I hear Bob saying is that it would be a little early. It would be early to take stuff out without knowing what the rest of the picture looks like, correct?
That's exactly my feeling. Even today, there was an announcement from the governor's office of a significant input towards special ed, way and above what's currently going there. Who knows? I mean, I have
the
no
excess idea. Cost grant.
I didn't get into the details, but I'm going to say things like that could change our income, our financial position. So
to Bobby's point, there is a lot of lobbying that is happening both with state legislators and superintendents in accompaniment together to fix special education funding for towns because the costs are astronomical. And if you are a town that is a little wealthier, your excess cost number is much higher. So for us, it's somewhere between like $90,000 and $100,000 before we start even getting any reimbursements. So the smaller towns in our whole area, in this whole part of the state and in the northwest corner, get hammered by this. And the larger towns and areas, their threshold is much lower than ours. So that's one piece that is on the, I think, people's active agenda. The other part is more funding for ECS for towns. So it's two factors that could play a big role in this year's budget.
It could be a positive for a change.
Correct. For a change, Bobby. Yes.
And this board, correct me if I'm wrong, will have the final say over the capital budget in the very end because we get to determine the final number
Well, yeah,
that goes in the budget.
when you say this board, you're referring to
The
the
Finance
Finance
Committee.
Committee.
Sorry, yes, committee.
Since you're on the Board of Selectmen, I just wanted to
Yep,
clarify
no,
to which this board.
I was wondering where you're going. Okay.
Yeah, you don't have line item discretion. You only
Right.
No, just a total.
Then the Board of Selectmen decides where the money's coming from.
And also, like the grand list, numbers aren't final either, so that's also kind of
Yeah, it's a
another
puzzle.
moving target.
And what funds are do we have around to offset? Once we get a better handle on that, it's a bit early.
It's all the grants, all the stuff from the state, the federal government, private foundations. There's all sorts of other monies that people usually don't think about, our interest, and monies being returned by, unused funds being, returned to the general fund by Board of Ed, Board of Selectmen. There's large sources of, there's large amount of sources. I mean, there's lots of places that additional funding is still. We don't know about it yet.
What was the mill rate last year?
30,
32.
what's it, 32 point, Jill,
The real one or the reference
the
one?
reference, the real, what we have to know which one, the mill, I should say
Thirty-two
the
point
real, the mill rate that we set, and then there's the reference mill rate that we use for determining,
over
refunds of
3.74.
I think it was
Yeah,
32.74.
but the other one was 31.
31.7.
Yeah,
Point eight.
it's about a mill launch under that, which is
Yeah.
under 32.
Sorry.
What was it?
I think it was 32.74.
What?
32.74.
No, that was, and then after we adjusted it, it was
Because
32,
what's the cap
31.
on the cars? 32.46, right? And it was slightly over.
Yeah.
And the value of homes is going to be the same, so the assessment
The base is
for
the
the most
same.
part, yeah.
What
Yeah.
changes is, additions, increases, whatever. And
And some losses, like which happened
if
with
your house is decreased
beans.
last year,
That was
right,
going
then
to be.
the value of
I thought
the
that was going.
assessment on the house stays the same.
Correct.
So if the mill rate stays the same, your taxes should stay the same,
Exactly the
right?
same. Yeah,
Yeah.
the other
More or
moving
less.
target is motor vehicles because that.
Well, and they may, I mean, in the past, I haven't heard about it much this year, but they've considered getting rid of car taxes. I hope that, I don't know that that's on the table this year, but.
I just, before we go further, I want to clarify what you just said, Rhea. I think you said that if the value of the real estate stays the same, the mill rate stays the same.
No, I
No.
said if the bill rate stays the same,
If.
then the taxes on that house
Would be
stay
the
the
same.
same.
Okay, sorry, I got it backwards.
Until the next revaluation in 4 years,
Five years, yeah,
five,
another four
unless
years,
you do a
four
major
years.
improvement on your
Yeah. Or you have a major issue like Dean's did, so where they have no value, basically. So.
Generally, we have a pretty significant increases for new car purchases. And for what they're getting for cars today,
Yeah.
that's a pretty, it tends to be a substantial number. What you commented on is always a concern. The state has been trying to eliminate that, which sounds great, but there's never an offset to that by the state. All it means, if they get rid of it, then the homeowner picks up
More.
everything else. And those people who rent properties, who don't pay any property taxes,
Yeah, and
are home free.
there's other things too, like that is the tax abatement for veterans that the state
Oh,
put
right.
forth that we still
I
have to
never heard
figure
that
out
one.
what the exact impact of that is. So there's still a lot of moving
Yeah.
pieces.
Did you
That
want
could be a
to
hundred grand in itself.
Huh?
That could be a hundred grand in itself.
Right. Because
Mm-hmm.
we didn't know what spouses it included.
Yeah. So further discussion on this, if we need any. Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
On the agenda.
I'm sorry, who is it?
Oh,
Somebody's. Jill, is that you?
not me.
Okay, sounded like somebody was trying to choke out some question.
No, not me.
So I am not seeing any further discussion.
Then I will be the, if you will, bad guy here and make the motion to bring the capital budget forward to the Board of Selectmen as presented before the committee tonight.
And that is a proposal of $1,299,700.
Correct.
Total for Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen. Do I have a second? Nobody's.
Guys, gonna leave me hanging. Thank you.
Okay. We're second.
No.
Seconded by Amanda Gordon, who now has a discussion point or a question.
Yeah, which I hadn't noticed previously. Jill, on the Board of Ed page, well, with, on the total side, where it says past project reallocation of 49,684,33.
Yep.
What is that? Can you?
There's several projects that ended because they were completed, and that's some of them were some. So we used the ARPA money for, Jim, help me out, was one of the basketball reclaims. Do we have 20 something thousand dollars? 29? Or John, maybe you can help. I don't have it in front of me. But we had what we had in the money for going forward. Actually, it wasn't going forward. It was in already in the previous years.
Right.
We had money for, was the Indian Notch court? Basketball courts?
Yeah, I don't remember which one. It was one of them.
So it's money that was left over from prior year projects, which we are now reallocate. We have to reallocate that money somewhere. Right, because we can't just reallocate it off the top, right?
I don't understand the question. You're reallocating it and making the amount you're going forward less. I guess,
right,
I don't understand.
But don't we have to reallocate that to a specific project? We can't just reallocate it to reduce the total budget, right?
No.
It has to go to a town meeting to reallocate any of those unused funds. Generally, you put a package together.
I thought we didn't have to go to town meeting. We have that.
No, you don't. The Kappa committee can reallocate because those projects are done. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. This is going to go to town meeting too, though. But those projects are complete, and that money was already in previous funds.
Right.
So I guess the question is,
you can reallocate it here at the Kappa meeting. And the whole budget will go to town meeting at some point prior to the referendum, including those changes that the Capitol Committee has made. And then the taxpayers will vote on it. So we don't have to go to town meeting just to make that change.
Correct.
Okay.
So then what I'm hearing then from you, Amanda, correct me if I'm wrong, is that to take this almost $50,000 and reallocate it to one or more projects specifically?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think we were allowed to just reallocate the amount to like reduce the total. Like that's what we're doing right now, is we're reallocating remaining dollars against the total, towards a certain project.
Right.
And I thought we had to allocate monies to certain, to specific projects. That's where I'm.
Like you couldn't just have like a general.
No, we don't?
No.
Okay.
That would really confuse things because one of these projects would be $50,000 less.
Well, no, you would just see the previously allocated funds.
Yeah, moved up there. So
the same way we have like prior funds.
Yeah. So I was thinking like if you did want to do that, you'd put it over there as previously allocated funds for item 9, since that's the big ticket item there, then that would be reduced. The actual ask for this year would be coming year would be reduced by that amount.
Yeah. So it is reduced by 49,600.
Yeah. Just want to make sure that we know how to explain it to the public. But if we can take it off the top.
Looking at it. I wasn't looking at the item that you're talking about. I'm sorry about that.
So I'm not hearing then from the chief financial officer that we need to specifically allocate it. So if we don't, then.
No.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Then seeing no further discussion, I will entertain a vote on the motion on the floor to approve the proposed capital budget for fiscal year 25, you know, as presented.
Well, is that what we're doing, or we're...
It's fiscal year 26.
To go to the Board of
Selectmen. To go to, I did.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said, to go to the Board of Selectmen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So moved.
It's fiscal, fiscal year 26. Ross said 25.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I just don't want you to have to come back and do it again.
Well, you don't have to come back because Bob said it correctly. And I just screwed it up. And so, Hope, as long as Mary wrote down what Bob said and Amanda seconded it, we're good to go. But thank you for keeping me honest. So, okay, I'm asking for a vote on this. You signify by saying aye if you agree. So I am seeing that the vote was unanimous by the voting members present, you know, in the town hall. So the motion passes. And if there's not, we can't have anything else because this is a special meeting. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Sure.
So, motion made by Amanda and seconded by Bob, and we are adjourned at 7:26. Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.